Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
John Walton, the voice of the Capitals, joins us to get things started. John, appreciate you hopping aboard. The Capitals have struggled here of late, got one of a possible 4 points against the Red Wings. They've got a 7 o'clock puck drop at home tonight against the New York Rangers. What have you seen from them in this 5-game stretch where they just haven't played very well?
I think the game on Sunday was better than we've seen. I think that it, when you drill down on the first period, which was very good, a few bounces here or there against a goaltender that was struggling, and maybe that's a different result. We saw line changes that were, I think, used to good effect. I think we saw, by and large, I thought some pretty good scoring chances from the forwards, and Jacob Chychrun ended up with 15 shots on the weekend. So, I mean, they're doing a lot of the right things. I didn't like the game at home as much, but I thought Sunday was better. And I think the real question for this one tonight is who's able to go, because there's a little bit of an illness thing going around in the room. Tom Wilson didn't skate this morning. I think even though the line combinations were pretty good, that's something that we would see after the break, too. I'm not entirely sure what we're going to see when they come down the tunnel here. We'll find out during warm-up.
John, goaltending-wise this season, Logan Thompson's been great. When Charlie Lindgren was healthy, a little more up and down, but he's been very solid. I mean, for you, when those guys are going good, what's that look like as opposed to maybe when they're giving up a bunch of goals? And how corollary is it more the defense in front of them? Or have they had a few games where they're just not at the same level?
I think that Logan has stolen them some games along the way, and I think it doesn't necessarily mean he had to do it for 60 minutes, but there's been a lot of games where he's been under siege, say, in the first period, if things didn't maybe start as quick as the Caps were hoping, and then it kind of got him into the groove a little bit, so to speak. And I think that's what makes him the MVP right now. First half of the season, without Logan Thompson, they would not be in the position that they are in. The offense has, you know, sputtered in October, was really good in November, early December. But since the California trip, they've been trying to find their way again a little bit. And I think through it all, he's been the guy that's gotten them standings points more often than not. And, you know, when Charlie gets one, to your point, he ends up, you know, for the most part, getting that one on Sunday, too. And I thought he was fine. But Logan Thompson is going to go to the Olympics. That news is going to be coming here in days now. They're going to put the team together and make the announcement on New Year's Eve. So if he and Tom Wilson are not on it, that would be egregious, I believe. And for Logan, you know, it's going to be real interesting to see how they deploy goalies, because they got Jordan Binnington, who was having a terrible year in St. Louis, but he was the guy that took him to Four Nations and won gold. Does he get the first crack? Probably. But if he doesn't come through, there's going to be Logan sitting there, and I would imagine that if Binnington falters at all, I don't know that there's going to be a real long leash for that in the Olympic format. and we might see one of our own leading Team Canada and trying to come up with gold for the guys up north.
John, are we sure the Olympics are happening? I saw that rink they're building. They better step it up right now.
Well, Zabe, good to hear from you.
Hey,
and you know what? I think so. The last thing that I heard, I mean, what do I know? I just run around doing this thing. But it sounded as if, as discouraging as it looked there for a while, I think they're going to be okay. I have not heard anything overly negative.
They don't
have
ice yet.
Now, yeah,
look,
well, you know,
can
that
get
is
ice
a major component.
They
might turn
hours.
It into roller hockey. Who knows?
Well, a lot of stories on it. They'll probably get it done, but they're on an Italian schedule right now, so chop, chop.
It's going to be scary. I mean, listen, not having an ice test and going through and doing that, I mean, it's not a perfect science. I mean, think about, like, right now, on New Year's Day, the Rangers are going to play in Florida at the Marlins Stadium there. And even they, I mean, it takes 2 or 3 weeks just to, yeah, on the temporary thing to put it together. It's not like it just happens in a day. So, yeah, hopefully they get that thing going.
Yeah, Bettman said, I'm not trying to pile on, but it's been disappointing. It's been so slow coming.
John, how about tonight's game with the Rangers? Give me some game notes and some particulars here before we let you go on Puck Drop coming up on the Capitals Radio Network.
Well, the Rangers are a team that they have good goaltending. So sometimes there are nights where it can be frustrating. One of the things we're going to talk about with Spencer coming up in the pregame is about the whole idea of, hey, listen, it's 60 minutes to the holidays. This team needs a win. You want to feel good about yourself going into it, but how do you do that? He said the top of his list is you've got to be able to not only, A, focus and lock down for 60 minutes, but don't get frustrated if it doesn't go your way in the first 20 minutes. Stay with the game plan. And I think under Spencer Carberry, we've seen a lot of that. This is not a dynamic offensive team, the Rangers. The Capitals haven't exactly been pouring it in the last half dozen, but this screams of a 2-1-3-2 kind of game tonight. And as long as the Caps come up on the right side of it, Logan Thompson's going to get the start, and he's been terrific. So hopefully, maybe for the Rangers, instead of maybe it's two or one or maybe not even any, the way he's been going here down the stretch a little last little while. So hoping for something along those lines. Would like to see the health of the team be all right. We'll know here in a little bit about Tom Wilson, if he's able to go. And if he is, then I think they may be at full tilt tonight, and maybe they can put together a little holiday treat for the fans here at 7 and a half tonight.
John, thank you, buddy. Have a great call. Looking forward to listening to it on The Fan.
All right. Happy holidays, fellas.
You too. Be well. There's John Walton.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.